Hello?
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 Mr. President?
I'd be damned if you didn't get me cussed out by all the Republicans.
Well, let me go to another telephone. Hold on just a second.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, sweetie?
Well, let me tell you, I was getting my hair done today while you were making your speech, and everybody in that shop just cheered and cheered.
Well, you just got, they held you as a captive. You had to watch it while you was in the hairdresser.
They did what?
They made a captive out of you. They just held you in the hairdressing parlor where you couldn't get out, huh?
No, but they were all really 100% for you. And they said you had done more in these few weeks than had been done in the last 2 or 3 years.
I got a good man helping me. Here's a woman who wants to say hi to you.
What is it? Hello?
Bob?
Lady Bird?
Oh, hi.
How are you, dear?
I'm so glad to hear you, and I'm so happy that Lyndon is in communication with you, a very strong and able man, because I know that that's a source of help and strength, and you know he's somebody we've admired all our lives.
Well, you know, that's just a very mutual thing. I was telling Lyndon that I was in the beauty shop today, and everybody in there was so enthusiastic about his speech. They just thought it was absolutely terrific.
Wonderful.
And they said that he had done more in these few months. And there were several Republicans who said, well, if he keeps on like this, nobody can beat him. And I certainly, for one, am going to vote for him. And I don't care what politics or what. So it seems to me he's doing a great job. And we're awfully proud of him.
Thank you, and it sure does mean a lot to hear you say that.
We're proud of you, too.
Well, just so I can sort of stay on the outskirts and keep a little word in.
Well, you're doing a lot more than that, sweetie. You can see us one of these days, but I suppose now you never can.
Well, thank you, Ollie, but you must come down and see us. And in just a minute, darling, you haven't gotten to talk to Bob, have you? Yeah, but is Bob there?
Yes,
I'm on the telephone.
Okay.
I'll say goodbye to you, dear. And I'll let Bob talk.
It was wonderful to say a word to you. And here's Lyndon.
Lady Bird.
Hi, Uncle Robert. Hi, Ollie.
Friend. How?
Ollie, don't you get arrested in any more beauty parlors and have to listen to a long speech.
She hung up because she thought we wanted to talk.
Bob, you got me cussed out by all these Republicans. Did you see the comment?
I saw some of them.
Well, Dirksen said that how in the hell could a man cut the budget and carry on these programs, and I told him I'd do it. And we cut $1 billion out of the obsolete military establishments and the defense budget without cutting the one soldier combat strength. We cut out the dinosaur that we saved 100-odd million on. We closed up installation. I told him we'd cut $600 million out of atomic bombs that we're not using and running out of airs. And we just took a little part of it and reduced it below $100 billion and took a little bit more and put into the people's program. And
well,
not enough to cuss a cat with that.
I don't know about Dirksen. I tell you, I called
George Meany. George Meany's raising hell tonight because I came out against 35-hour week and because I'm going to cause a depression.
Well, I guess these things, I guess you can't ever make a speech unless somebody raises the devil. But let me tell you what I've done today. I've talked to John Williams. John Williams told me that this was one of the most forthright statements that he had heard. And he said, I am going to take him at his word because he spoke very sincerely and I think he means it. And I'm going to be one of his supporters. I talked to Johnny Byrne. Johnny Byrne said, I have issued a statement saying that I think this gives the first opportunity we've had for real bipartisan support for a tax cut. And I think it gives the first opportunity we've had toward achieving a real fiscal responsibility. I told him that I had talked specifically about you to him several days past. I said, you have in this man a fellow who's very sympathetic, who understands the kind of problems that people run into down there, and he needs your help, and I want you to help him. Admiral Bob. I will help. He said, we've got to have a two-party system in this country. Nevertheless, this was one of the most forthright speeches that I've heard in a long time. And he said, I'm going to do what I can to be helpful to her. I put in a call to Harry Byrd. The moment I hung up talking to you and while Kermit was still up here, I've had the call in all day long. I've had it tried at least 5 times, and Harry has not called back. I don't know why.
Well, I imagine I imagine after he got through that speech, he probably went to that gymnasium. And then probably went on home.
His office told me that they were holding hearings on the amendments to the tax.
Oh yeah, he did. He stayed in hearings all afternoon, and they got a good deal of it done.
In executive session.
And they reduced the corporation rate from 52 to 48, and they voted on the individual rate, I believe.
Yeah.
They got 3 sections of it out of the way today.
Now I talked to Roy. Well, the editor of the Kansas City Star.
Roy Roberts.
And he used to be the head of the Associated Press, and I asked him to get on the telephone and call a lot of his friends, and he said he'd do it. I called Dave Kennedy, who finances papers in Chicago. He is the Continental Illinois National Bank. I told Dave what was taking place. And I said, I don't know of anybody that can talk to the newspapers any better than the bankers can, and I don't know those people as well as I know some others. So I want you to get on the telephone and talk to them. He said, I'll do it, and I'll go all out for them, and I'll issue a statement myself. I talked to C.D. Jackson, the time and life, and I made an appointment for Kermit to go over and see him. Kermit also went to see the editor of one of the other magazines. And I made a call up Elliot over at Osborne Elliot at Newsweek. Talked to him, told him what I thought about it. And then told him the Kermit was in town, and they made an appointment, and he went to see him this afternoon. I talked to Walt Sayer. Walt Sayer said, do you think that he really means this thing? And I said, I've known the man since 1932, and I can tell you without any equivocation that he means exactly what he said, and that he's going to see that everybody follows this thing out. He's not going to let anybody run this country for him. He's going to try to do it for himself, and he hasn't got any other ambition except be the best president that he possibly can, and so I can tell you without equivocation that he's going to mean every word of it. He said, do you mind if I quote you to my staff? We're going to have a staff meeting, sort of. And I said, no, I'd be very honored and pleased if you quoted me to your staff. I called Royster at the Wall Street Journal, and Royster said, we think he's entitled to every kind of support. We're going to give it to him. He said, now there's one thing that for editorial consistency that we may say, and that is that we hope that we will narrow the gap between the expenditures and the tax collection. I said, well, he can't narrow much more than 50% at a time, and that's what he's done. And I said, we went from $12 billion deficit to a surplus in 1 year while I was down there, but it was a very unusual circumstance because the deficit was created largely by 50% of it, at least by a recession. Next year, there was a very great resurge in the economy. So we were cursed in 1 year by the recession and blessed the next year by having the business come back.
Well, you know what they estimate? They estimate that we're going to take in over $93
billion. Beg pardon?
They estimate we'll take in over $93.
Yeah.
And if I hold my expenditures to $97.9, I'll have less than five.
Well, I've had at least 8 or 10 calls today from the business council that you met with last night. Every one of them just couldn't have been more complimentary. And they called me up just because they knew we were friends. They wanted me to know what an impression you made of them and how sincerely you talked to them. I said, this is just fine, but when you meet your board of directors next time, I want you to tell them that now is the time for them to increase their capital expenditures. Now is the time for them to create more job opportunities. Now is the time for them to increase their export. And let's get in here and show this man that he has done the right thing. Because if we don't do it, then he'll have to choose some kind of alternative. And it's perfectly good for us to talk about these things and brag on him a little bit, but that's not what he's looking for. He's not looking for praise. He's looking for results. And I said, if he'd just gotten in here today and made a general statement that he was going to be thrifty, you wouldn't like it. But when he said he's going to hold these expenditures to $900 million, you almost lost your breath because you never thought he'd do it. I said, these actions are what speak. It doesn't make much difference now what a fella says. It's a hell of it. I mean, the importance of it is what it does. But I can tell you that in the business community and among the newspaper people that I talk to, and I've talked to at least a dozen more than I've talked to you. I've talked to at least a dozen of our committee this year. I haven't heard anybody except people who are going to sing your praise. I talk to Eisenhower.
What did he say? I'm very interested in him because he had more to do with it than anybody.
So when you talk to him again, you just tell him how happy I am that he has reversed this direction that I was so fearful of.
He's the one raising hell about $100 billion, you know.
Beg pardon?
He's the one that wanted to blow $100 billion.
Yeah, but he told me that you just tell him, he said, the most important thing in the world is that you get these trends started in government, and he said it's just damn hard to stop. It was hard to stop in my administration, hard to stop in anybody's administration. He said, you just tell him how very happy I am that he has reversed this trend. And toward bigger budgets, bigger deficits, and all this sort of thing. And he said to me, that's the most important thing. And I told him that the expenditure was going to be 97.9. He said, well, good for him. He said, isn't that fun?
That's wonderful.
And he told me to tell you that he considered the real important part of this thing was that you would reverse that trend.
Well, we'll have to hold it there, and we'll get reports quarterly, and I'll be getting in touch with you, and I sure do thank you for what you've done. I told you I'd call you back tonight, and I've got to go make a speech now for Gene McCarthy, and I'll tuck my little head in. This has been a busy day, but I've been strengthened by your support and your help.
Well, you know that you can call on me any day of the week, but for Lord's sake, take care of yourself.
I will, Bob. Thank you a lot. Give my love to Ollie.
Okay, my friend.
Are you?
Wedding.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let me know when...